Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve Ranelli joining us live this morning. Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation president, as two canal side projects went before the planning board Monday, both receiving recommendations. And the first, Steve, is for a solar roof at the carousel, which will be there next year, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The solar-powered carousel will be located right down on the central wharf at Canal Side. And this project's been a little while in the making, but we're getting through the process here and expect to break ground this fall and be open next summer.
All right, so breaking ground in the fall, opening next summer, and I think people kind of know about the location, where it is, what it is, but the structure itself, I think a lot of people might not have known that it's totally covered. It'll be open year-round and solar-powered, too.
Right. It's going to actually be built out of a heavy timber frame structure, similar to the long shed. So we have these really nice cultural heritage bookends along the central wharf with the long shed, you know, down near the Naval Park, and then at the other end of the green in the central wharf, we'll have the carousel. But it'll be covered in glass around that. So, yeah, it'll be enclosed, but you'll be able to see in and out all year long, and it's going to be a spectacular structure.
You know, I was thinking, I even mentioned to Brian this morning, when you think about the carousel at Canal Side, you don't think about using it other than the summertime, right?
Right. Well, I definitely think summer is going to be very successful. All the people that are down there, it's going to be a great thing to do. And then we'll see how it goes, I think, during those winter months, right? I think we'd like to keep it year-round, and it certainly can run year-round. We'll see how we do.
Okay. Another project that was before the planning board yesterday was a Sinatra project bringing more buildings to Canal Side. Two buildings, in fact, kind of right next to where that Children's Museum is. Is the idea that you guys kind of look at when you're talking about the bigger picture to maybe use that as a starting point to be building out from those replica canals and where the Children's Museum is?
Yeah, you know, it seems like each step we've taken, one Canal Side, Harbor Center, we're trying to, at each point, continue to connect downtown to the waterfront. But absolutely, with the canals in place, with the Children's Museum there, it makes a lot of sense to keep building on that momentum. So these two new buildings, you know, over 100,000 square feet with residential, significant residential for the first time at Canal Side, this will fill in a big gap there between Main Street and the Children's Museum and really, I think, strengthen the momentum for a big second phase.
Is this kind of part of, I think you've referred to this before, is turning Canal Side into more of a neighborhood or a village?
Yeah, that's always been the goal, to build out Canal Side to be a part of downtown and to be a neighborhood unto itself. And so we've had a lot of grass down there for a long time, but we're starting to see the buildings get built. And I think this, again, this momentum will just continue to build and we'll continue to see development.
Yeah, what do you like about these two proposed buildings that we saw last night?
You know, they fit into the historic street grid, which was so important. We are always trying to maintain that heritage, and so we're going to be able to rebuild Lloyd Street, a section of Canal Street, and the Prime Slip. So we're keeping the heritage and the history and what makes this place so unique, and yet we're getting two significant mixed-use buildings. You know, we're going to have restaurants and retail on the first floor. We're going to have some office mixed in, and then residential above, and they're spectacular-looking buildings, and they just fit in perfectly to what we're trying to do.
Yeah, will they look kind of like Explore and More?
You know, they're brick, and they are built right out to the street line. They're very urban, but no, I think what's great about Canal Side and the design guidelines is they're not too prescriptive. They give each set of architects the ability to build something that speaks to the developer and to the tenants, but still overall fits into what we're trying to do down there.
How high are these buildings? Sorry, but how high are they? Will there be a restriction there too?
Well, they actually slightly exceeded this, the height restriction for down there, which was the design guidelines had us around 70 feet. We just snuck up over that, and that's actually why the architect used a mansard roof in this case, just to sort of delineate where the historic 60-foot line is for buildings down there. So a little taller than expected, but, you know, we picked up some additional residential than we thought we were going to get out of it. So I think it's going to be a stronger development overall.
When are you expecting those buildings to maybe pop up and be done?
Yeah, there is some brownfield work to get started. So I think we're all hopeful we can be on the site. I should say Sinatra will be on the site this fall. But I think realistically we'll see more significant development in the spring. And I expect an opening of that building in 2021.
You mentioned the long shed earlier when we were talking to you, Steve. What's the update on that?
Yeah, the foundations are in there, and concrete is actually setting while they're taking measurements. Again, that's going to be another timber frame structure. So I know that off-site they're working as quickly as possible to get that timber frame structure prefabricated so they can bring it onto the site. Hopefully, again, this fall, we hope to see wood going up there.
All right. Looking at these parcels, the carousel, and everything else that we've mentioned today, all of these kind of being put on areas where there's nothing right now, but green space has been a part of Canalside kind of ever since its rebirth. How much longer and how much more green space might there be on Canalside for people to enjoy? Will people still be able to kind of use that as a place to hang out, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely. That along the Central Wharf and that main lawn, like I said, that will be bookended by the long shed and the carousel, all of that will remain. So if you've come down to grab an ice cream cone at Clinton's Dish or sit in an Adirondack chair and enjoy the sunset or some of the programming, all of that will remain throughout. That is long-term. That's green space to stay.
All right. I think a lot of people will be happy to hear that. Steve, thanks so much for the time this morning. Steve Rinelli is the president of Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.